buddy. How's it going?
Hello. It's going good. How you doing?
Great.
Oh, man. I have had some time to really adjust.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people have been informed that I'm moving to the days, and it's fucking killing me. Slowly on the inside. Yeah, you ever just like, you know, randomly yell at idiots on the fucking road when they're driving like a moron?
All the fucking time.
I just had these fucking, I got behind this
all
dude
the time
yesterday. I'm not a very angry person. I just, you know, I'm very internal when it comes to stuff like that. I don't like that. Yeah, like I beat you or some shit. What the fuck? We talked about this. Anyway, and I'm driving behind this fucking idiot yesterday, and they were going 12 miles in the middle of town. They're going 12 and a fucking 25. And I'm sitting there and I just see this old dude in the back of this, in the front of this big ass truck. And I'm like, what the fuck? Move it, Grim! And I rolled down the window. I didn't realize this guy's window was down. And I was like, move it, you're gonna die anyway.
That's awful.
And this motherfucker, he looks at his rear view mirror. And he goes, oh, just my kid. And so I'm going to the turn lane to go turn onto the road to cross the train tracks. We both get a stoplight. And he's looking down at me. And it's just with his like big grandpa shaders just fucking glaring me down. And I'm just like, what do you want me to tell you? Move it, grandpa. Like, I got places to be. The fuck's wrong with you?
I love it when, like, coming back from one of the, you know, the town over by near us, and it's a nice little stretch of highway.
Yeah.
And I love it when you're driving and you get stuck behind someone going slow. So you just, you know, traffic's just right. You can't pass it. You're just stuck there. And so, you know, you just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just do. And these assholes come up right behind you. They get right up on your ass. And then they zoom out to pass you.
Oh, my God.
Then they do that. And they get right up next to you. And an oncoming car comes. And then all of a sudden, they start like trying to merge back into the lane. They don't slow down and pull back in behind you. No, they like force you to slow down so they get between you and the car that was in front of you that was making you go slow.
Is it
and
terrible?
You're like, you fucking idiot. Like that really got you far, didn't it? Whole whopping fucking car link ahead.
What are you, fucking Optimus Prime? You gonna transform over the other oncoming traffic? The fuck you think you're doing there, buddy? Like,
yeah,
what the like, fuck?
Jesus fuck, you idiot. Or
I just want to stay in the same speed and just see what happens sometimes.
If I wasn't in the work truck, I would.
Oh, they're passing
yes.
The, oh my God.
Yes, they're passing me in the work truck. Yeah. If I was in personal work, oh yeah, I would stay up on there and I make them either speed up and pass the other car or slow down and get behind me because I'm like, you dumb fuck.
I'd be vindictive as fuck. I'd find out where they live. They're like, we're shutting off the power tonight. Just, you lose. Yeah. Just make it, just fuck it. Oh man. Oh, that's great. Idiots of the road, dude. I swear to God.
They're fucking everywhere.
You can't get away from them. It's just
you
something
can't.
You can't do.
Yeah, and then you have to be even a little more aware of everything when you're riding a motorcycle, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah. I am very, very respectful when it comes to motorcycles. Because, I mean, like, I stay two cars behind. Always make sure that they're staying
space,
safe.
Yeah.
And but then there's those assholes
that get right up on them,
or who pass you, who you're in a decent
you're trying to keep that
distance, and whoop, and they're right there, right on the motorcycle's ass,
and you're
you
like,
could fucking kill somebody, like, are you stupid?
They are.
Well, that, like, there was that motorcycle over in Moses Lake.
Yep.
Who just, didn't he just die?
Yeah, he did.
That, and that's really fucking sad because...
It is.
Yeah, I think it was the drivers, the person that was driving the truck that caused the accident, and that's...
Usually is when it comes to motorcycle accidents.
Yeah.
At least the ones around here. I don't know about other parts of the country or anything, but at least around here, it usually is the fault of whoever's driving the car or truck.
And that's so fucked. Like,
people just don't give a shit about looking for motorcycles or anything. It's crazy.
Anyway, sorry about my tangent.
Oh, no. No, that's all good. That's all good. Tangents are good sometimes.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, so I wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Man?
Shit. The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man!
Just fucking...
Let the gumdrop buttons. Oh, eat me!
Just fucking going for it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. No, what was I going to say? Besides the Muffin Man, there's a lot of cool shit coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of a bunch of cool stuff coming out. And he's actually been on the show before.
Yeah.
David Howard Thornton, who plays Art the Clown in the Terrifier movie.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifier 2 is coming out.
Yeah. We've talked about that. Yeah.
Halloween Ends. Excited for that one. There's been a lot of like back in the day they would call it straight to video, but
straight to DVD,
straight to streaming, I guess you'd call it these days.
Yeah, you fucking Netflix it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones, some weird ones, but some okay ones.
Yeah, there's
we started watching one the other night called Someone's in Your House. It's on Netflix. We only made it partially through it because it was just like a lot of like teenage drama.
Okay.
I get it. It takes place in high school with these teenagers and stuff, but it was just too much drama for us.
Oh my God, Kyle wouldn't ask me to the prom.
Not enough killing. Too much drama. Not enough killing.
Have you seen the Fear Street?
Yes, I have watched Fear Street.
That is all starring. So good. Yeah, we watched all of those.
Grew up on the Goosebumps books and even the show.
Yeah, that were actually really nice.
Yeah.
Really good. There are some... Oh, God. There's a new game I think that you're going to be very, very interested in. And so, for those of you that don't know, I also do another podcast with a friend of mine. We do the Frigid Howl stuff, which is
right. I've checked it out a few different times.
With gaming and stuff like that.
I try to, anyways. Sometimes I get too busy and I'm not able to watch it, but I try to.
He's just jealous that I'm going to a different podcast.
To watch it because it's very interesting. It's really cool stuff.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Like the one time I was watching, you guys were talking about horror movies and reviewing a couple of them and stuff.
We there's this new game that I think that you're really gonna like though, and it's supposed to come out in 2024.
Okay.
It's a fucking dinosaur game, and the graphics look sick as fuck. It's basically like you're this from what I could tell in the trailer and some gameplay footage that they showed. You're this woman who's on this fucking island, and you're trying to survive fucking dinosaurs.
Okay.
So like raptors, T-Rexes, and it kind of reminds me, I've talked about it a little bit, but the Alien Isolation game that I played, it kind of reminds me of that, but instead of just the alien or a few aliens, it's dinosaurs just fucking everywhere.
So it's Jurassic Park.
Basically, but more horror based, yeah. So it looks really, really good. I think
I'll have to check it out.
Apparently, it's going to multiple platforms.
Nice.
So that'll be interesting to go check out. But so
I thought maybe you had more. You just kind of like,
I see something shiny and then I fucking squirrel. Get distracted. Yep, pretty yeah. much.
No. Gosh, what else was there? I just watched I started rewatching the Riddick movies.
Oh god, Riddick, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick. Pitch Black was definitely good horror. You know, good sci-fi horror. Obviously, the sequels have kind of like went more sci-fi than anything, but
yeah, Pitch Black was probably the better of all of them.
Yeah, it definitely had that horror element and stuff. So I can't say that I've really watched a whole lot more than that recently, really.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just been busy trying to get some stuff done around the house and whatnot, you know?
Staying busy.
Yeah.
I feel it. See, that's fair. I mean, God, sometimes, you know, horror doesn't just... sometimes it's everywhere. Sometimes it's nowhere to be found. It's sometimes we're just doing our own shit.
Kind of sound like a prostitute there.
I basically...
Sometimes they're everywhere, sometimes they're not.
Motherfucker, you just called me a prostitute like 3 hours ago, so you know what? You know...
If the shoe fits.
I get paid to
suck dick.
Put my body out there when I'm dressing up. It's called an escort.
Working girl.
I'm a boy, thank you very much. I have a an appendage that girls don't.
There's our universal.
Damn it!
They buy them at the store.
They buy them at the store. Oh my god, those are scary. Speaking of which, I saw that yeah, you're laughing already. I saw, you know, women, I don't know if y'all understand that sometimes enough is enough. Like, is it too much?
Fucking Homewrecker 3000.
The Homewrecker 3000. The Husband Replacement 2005.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
It's these things like I see on abs when you go into special sites that you start to click on things, and there's one that was
curiosity
horror related.
Gets you,
yep.
And you're like, what the fuck's this? Okay.
A xenomorph dildo now? Like,
all right. Does it look like a xenomorph, or does it look like?
It's like a it's.
Okay.
It's definitely it's like biomechanical looking.
Biomechanical looking. Okay.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. But it shoots little eggies up the hole. And then they shake them. You make little biscuits in your vagina.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. What are you looking up? What'd you find? What the fuck is that face? No, show me. The camera can't see.
Yeah, I'm not showing this on the camera.
Well, Dad, don't show it on the camera. Show me. Just, oh my god, that's so bad. That's the weirdest looking dildo I've ever seen. What the fuck? These dildos look dangerous, ladies.
For the guys.
Oh my god.
That's some fucking weird shit.
I wouldn't
oh,
fuck that.
Oh, okay. There's the one you're talking about.
Yeah! Yeah, the egg shooter.
That's still some weird ass shit, man. Weird ass
like,
shit.
Like, honey, do you want to shoot some fucking face huggers up your vagina tonight? Like, sure! Let's get going! Come on, Vominos! Shoot it up my hole! Just.
Okay, Horror the Explorer.
I'm Horror. I'm looking for a sugar daddy. Can you help me find one?
Well.
Horror. No. I blame you because you showed
me that. So, look what we got in the mail.
Is it a xenomorph dildo?
No, we got a cryptid crate.
You never know.
This one's cryptid crate. Haven't looked at it yet, so let's be interesting.
Like, he's like, let's change the subject.
Pretty much. Oh, we have a mythical meat stick.
They sent us one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
It's a werewolf one.
Hey, those ones are good.
Venison teriyaki and beef.
Yeah, we've had that one.
So, for those of you that are new to the channel and everything, we got a bunch of these mythical meats a while back, and we were trying different ones. Some people got annoyed with us because we were trying them during the podcast, and yeah, the chewing, I understand the annoyance there. I get it. Sorry.
They're like, we're not a mukbang. We can't be fucking...
But we were trying to just, like, do a live. So, yeah, we got that. We got a... We got a Mythical Meats...
Gift card?
Discount coupon.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is really cool. Man.
And like, I can really smell this. We got a Urban Legend Naturals Amarillo Almond. It's a soap bar.
Like body wash or something?
Yeah. Like hand soap or whatever.
Ooh.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Oh, dude, you wish that you could smell this right now. This one smells bomb. Right? That smells really good.
Okay, we got a... Oh. Got like a postcard, basically. And it's the Cryptids of Texas.
Ooh, Texas.
I didn't know there was this many cryptids in Texas. Interesting. There is... Bear King of Marble Falls, Beast of Bear Creek, Bigfoot, Chupacabra. This one we already knew about. The Donkey Lady.
Donkey Lady.
Hogzilla. Houston Batman. I can't even pronounce this one. Looks like a fucking owl with the long hair.
Let me see it.
I'll show you in a second. Lake Worth Monster. The Ozark Howler, Skinwalker, and the Wampus Cat. That one there. The Hippie Owl.
La Lechuza.
There you go.
La Lechuza. The Hippie Owl. Fuck.
Got a book. A Field Guide to the Cryptids of North America.
How to Survive.
Yeah, it's got some cool little cryptids in it and stuff. A jackalope. Goat people.
I think he's gonna say goat.
Chupacabra. Yeah, that's a really cool book.
What do we got?
We got another flag. Like your Mothman one. Boy, it's...
Armio.
Amarillo. Yeah, we'll have to put it on this side of the room so we have matching flags.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have a shirt, which is... I don't even know what it's supposed to be.
Isn't that I think that's a werewolf. I think that was the thing that people thought was a werewolf at the zoo.
Amarillo zoo creature.
Yeah.
Yep.
People,
so that's it.
People thought it was like wondering if it was like some kind of an animal that escaped from the zoo, or if it was a werewolf.
That's right.
A lot of people said werewolf on it, so that's cool.
I would say werewolf. Okay, that makes sense. It's just hard, like...
It's a blurry fucking...
It's a very blurry image. That's... So, this right here just gives an explanation of everything. The Amarillo Zoo Creature shirt.
And that's what the flag is, too.
Amarillo Zoo Creature pennant. Flag. Pennant thing. A Field Guide to the Cryptids of North America book. Amarillo Almond Soap.
That soap is bomb.
Werewolf Meat Stick. Cryptids of Texas Art Print.
So we had a Texas kind of theme here.
It was a Texas theme. On the back, there's a thing that says information about the contents of this cryptid crate. You can QR scan and stuff.
Cool.
Cryptid crate. Really cool stuff. Like I said, every month that comes, we get some really cool stuff and some cryptids that we never heard about. Yeah. I'm loving it.
I'm loving that too. So, and we had no fucking idea what was in there.
No. Nope. I had just opened up the ending right. package before we started recording, and
no one likes to listen to
that's why I did that. But past that, I hadn't even looked in the bag, nothing.
Yeah.
And
I was an eyewitness,
so it was a good surprise, and I like that, and we're gonna maintain that going forward, doing that, you know, not checking out the crate ahead of time, because honestly I get so excited when it shows up that sometimes I just open it up because I want to see what's inside, because there's always some really cool stuff. And for those of you who listen or watch and stuff, you know, if you're into cryptids, I would highly recommend it. I mean, the books alone are worth what you pay for the crate.
Oh, that's not bad.
In my opinion. You know, I mean, in this little thing here, it kind of gives you a rough breakdown of the cost. Like it says, the MSRP of the shirt is $20. The pennant, $15. The book, $12. Soap, $5. Meat stick, $2.50. The art print, $7. You know.
Yeah, not bad.
And it even says, this month's cryptid crate features the Amarillo Zoo creature. Do you think it is cryptid? Perhaps some kind of dog or wolf creature?
See, that's where a lot of people are like, werewolf!
Right, yeah. But it's really cool. Each month's crate is themed to a different cryptid or even a different area.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I mean, and I implore everybody who's interested in cryptids to just check out the crate. I mean, you get it once or twice, you know, 2 months, and after that you don't like it or whatever, cancel.
I agree.
How else are you going to know if it's going to be stuff you like or not until you try it out?
Fair enough.
Like I did. You know, I was like, ooh, Cryptid Crate, what's this about? And I've been getting it for a little while now. Probably close to a year. And
it's a lot of cool shit.
Cool stuff, cool shirts with cryptids on them. You know, it's just fun stuff.
Not a sponsor yet.
No, they don't do sponsorships really anymore. What they do is that, like, we could send them like stickers or cards or whatever, and they would put it into the crate.
Okay.
The one thing that they ask is that you would theme it to their upcoming crates.
Okay.
So, you know, like, if you take Mythical Meats, for example, their meat stick that they put included was werewolf, which themes with the, yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, if we did a sticker for the podcast or something, they would want it, yeah, have it. This crate would have been perfect for it.
But, yeah, no, you know, shit.
They would ask that you theme the sticker or whatever to the crate to help fit. Which makes sense, because, I mean, they theme their crates, and they do a good job theming.
Yeah, I think they do pretty good.
And so, you know, one day soon, I hope, that we will have something in the Cryptid Crate. So those of you who get the Cryptid Crate now, or will be, hopefully, buying it, maybe you'll see us in there.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be pretty badass.
It would be. It would be really cool stuff. So, what do you got for us today? How many stories you got?
I got one story. Just un.
I as well only have one story.
Oh, man.
But it's a long one.
Mine's short. Just like me.
Oh, man. So...
Well, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, that's right.
One day.
And didn't we have something else that we were going to do, too? I thought we had something.
God, I thought I shared everything I wanted to share.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess... maybe we forgot.
Hey!
Well, hello.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? This is not what I was expecting to happen.
I know, that's why I did it.
Oh, you fucking weird. Damn.
I do not have any pictures for this horror fact this week.
Oh, okay.
Just because it was kind of like a all over the place kind of thing. This week we are going to be talking about James Gunn. Do you know who James Gunn is? Know the name? Heard the name?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Okay, well, long before he was writing and directing billion-dollar Marvel blockbusters like Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn made a name for himself in horror with low-budget, exploitation-esque films that fit right in during the grotesque phase of the mid-2000s. His most famous, or infamous, pre-MCU movie was that of 2006's Slither. It's both a satire of and love letter to gross, low-budget, gory horror of decades past. It's gruesome, but also downright hilarious. He really did a good job of blending in the horror and comedic elements into that movie. It was his directorial debut. He had previously gained notoriety as a screenwriter for Romeo and Juliet, Scooby-Doo, The Dawn of the Dead remake, and Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed. Speaking of dead and... like The Walking Dead, for instance. One of the actors from The Walking Dead was in Slither. Michael Rooker.
Oh, shit.
Michael Rooker, who was in Slither, he wound up dislocating his shoulder during the scene where he grows his long, floppy arm. But didn't say anything until after they were done shooting for the day. Considered a flop at the box office, it grossed only $12.8 million on a $15 million budget. Despite its poor box office performance, Slither went on to become a cult classic and gained most of its popularity following its DVD release.
Well, shit.
Yeah. I love the movie. It is a good throwback to like the classic 70s and 80s like creature films.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I can't say that I remember a whole lot.
They're like these space slug things, and they almost like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, almost. These space slugs like get into you and they like take over your body.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Huh.
Really good movie. I enjoyed it. Romeo and Juliet, I've never seen. But that is part of the Troma movies and stuff, which Troma did. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the Toxic Avenger. Troma did the Toxic Avenger movies. There was four of them.
I don't think I've seen those.
Probably not. They're like a special little niche. Like there's B movies, and then there's Troma.
Okay.
Not saying anything bad about them. They are campy and fun and gruesome. They're a lot of fun to enjoy.
Oh, okay.
You can't take them serious at all.
So it's all satire.
Yeah, big time. The Toxic Avenger, he is like a 98-pound little scrawny weakling who gets picked on all the time. And he was the custodian at this gym. And kids are mean to him, picking on him all the time. I mean, this guy is goofy and retarded. Just think of Napoleon Dynamite, only in the 80s.
Oh, God.
And, like, just more goofy. Like, just
freaking idiot, stop.
And like, these girls decide to pick on him and stuff, and so they're, like, invited him into the dressing room, and they're, like, undressing in front of him, and he's never seen a naked girl before, so he's just, like,
he's like astonished,
falling
like
all over himself and stuff. And then their boyfriends come in, because it was a whole plan, and the girls talked him into wearing a pink tutu, because they're like, ooh, we really like this. And he was like, all goofy and retarded, was like, okay, and did it. Well, then the boyfriends come in and mess him up and stuff and throw him. If I remember right, they put him in a garbage can or something. It's been a while since I've seen it. And during this whole time, there's a truck with these chemicals, radioactive type chemicals that are just like
passing through town. Randomly.
Yep. And he falls into them. And then he becomes the toxic thing.
Jesus Christ.
So then he like grows like big old huge muscles and shit, and he's all hideously deformed, and he saves this girl and she becomes his girlfriend. She's blind.
God damn.
Yeah. So
I'm not ugly, sweetheart. I'm just different.
he says he's hideous and stuff, and she's like, oh, let me see. And like, yeah.
She's like, oh, God.
His mom disowns him, kicks him out of the house.
I would too. Get out of here, you ugly fuck.
He's living in the city dump and shit.
Who's he fucking Shrek? Get out of my swamp.
Pretty much.
This is fucking
great movies. To laugh at. I mean, you get yourself a few drinks, take a couple of shots, throw on Toxic Avenger, and
watch away. That was like the kind of shit you would get fucking high to and then watch.
Yes, they were probably high when they made it.
Probably.
There was even a cartoon show, actually, based off of it. Toxic Crusaders. Huh. And he had, like, little friends. His mop was alive, because when he went into the Toxic Waste goo or whatever, he had his mop with him.
I'm a mop!
He, like, use it almost like a whip or a lasso.
What the fuck?
And the whip would go, or the head of the mop would stretch out, like,
what is it, fucking
grab onto shit.
Spider-Man, just
pretty much. And the mop would talk to him and stuff in the cartoon. In the movie, the mop was just his weapon.
Like, Avenger, it's okay. We're gonna mop your tears up. Oh, God.
And these characters were just hideous. And it was a cartoon. They actually made action figures of them. Yes, they did. I will show you here in just a second. I will find them. Toxic Crusaders toys.
Look,
I actually. I actually had some of these as a kid.
God damn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get, like, trying to find, like, a group photo that would have a couple of them in it to show you. Okay, well, here's one. This is the bad guys. So.
It's loading.
I mean, it's loading. They're right there.
That was when you showed it to me.
What are you talking about? They're right there.
No, no, no. I know, but it was loading when you put up your phone to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't see shit. Oh, they are. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, those are the bad guys. Let's see if I can find a picture of the good guys. Gosh, they really don't have very many pictures of the good guys out there. They were just these hideously grotesque looking guys. And like I said, it was a cartoon. And the movies were hilarious. There's the main guy. Yeah.
Stupid. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
So that's the kind of shit that Troma does. But I heard that they were remaking the Toxic Avenger.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to see with better makeup and stuff and effects. Like, it'd be really cool to see.
Today's shit would probably help it. But
or not. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're
ugly as fuck anyway.
They were.
It's all that matters.
Yes. Oh, check this out. A good friend of mine made this. It's a little bracelet. It's got the name of our haunted house on it.
Oh, it's got a pair of stuff.
His name's Christopher. He's part of the haunted house community that we belong to and stuff. Really cool guy.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought like so. I thought that was really cool.
Pretty nice. I like it.
So, you got anything?
You
want to get into your story?
Would
you like to tell your story?
I got a story for you.
Or do you want me to go first?
So there I was, knees deep in an octopus. I called the Kraken.
Okay, the deep.
The deep.
You see that? The boys?
Molesting octopuses.
That octopus was willing.
That octopussy. That octopus.
That octopus was willing.
That,
it threw itself at him.
I'd not have sex with that woman. Oh,
don't make me beg now.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'll beg if I want to, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Okay, so
you got something for us?
Oh, yeah, I got one that Herbert the Pervert himself would like. Just saying.
Yeah, what do you got for us this week?
I got a spooky story.
Do you know?
Spooky. It's short, but it's spooky. I found it interesting. And it's definitely weird. Do you want to know what the title is? The Boy in the Ceiling.
Calvin.
Just fucking, oh man. I just think it'd be great. What are you doing? Oh, get your goddamn licking the fuck out of here. There's a soundbite of me that's...
Hey, baby.
Yeah, we can hear our shit again. And we haven't been able to hear our fucking sound alerts and bit their fucking...
For months.
Oh my god, forever. And now we can because we have special equipment. Because we're awesome. Actually, Uncle's awesome.
One eternity later.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm starting my story. You win. The boy in the ceiling. So, in high school, I worked kids' birthday parties. The place was basically a giant gym, and gymnastics dance classes were also held there. One day, I came in, and one of the girls I worked with, who was very spiritual and very religious, was totally freaked out. During the gymnastics class she taught that morning, one of the kids was staring up at the ceiling. When she asked the kid what he was doing, he said, "There's a little boy up there," and pointed at the ceiling. Strange enough, but whatever. Kids are weird. Later, two girls who were working a birthday party before mine came out of the gym and were visibly shaken. A pair of 5-year-old twins went down a slide and then they stared at the ceiling. They both said that there was a little boy up there. In the same spot on the ceiling that the kid from the morning gymnastics class said. We all went in and inspected the ceiling. Of course, it was just a regular gray warehousey ceiling, but we were all super freaked out at that point. During my party, I was pushing a little boy on the giant swing we had on the in the gym. He too began to stare at the ceiling. He said directly to my face, "Hey, there's a little boy there." Our coworkers and managers about the today with children from different parties and classes seeing a little boy on the ceiling. The next day we had downtime between parties and nobody was in the gym. There are cameras in the gym that allow parents to see their children playing from the lobby. My manager calls us out of the break room. "Guys, check this out." We come out and we see the screen, which is streaming from the gym, showing that giant swing going back and forth. Nobody's in there. It's just the swing going. I like to think that the ghost was truly a little boy who just wanted to play, and he finally got to go on the swing. Could be worse. And that's all I have. I just thought it was kind of a creepy... Like, I think when kids get involved in certain stories like that, I feel like it's, for me at least, a little spoopy.
Yeah, like, definitely.
If I ever had a kid and they were like, and they're talking or to somebody and I can't see or anything like that, and I'm like, "Hey, little buddy, who are you talking to?"
"My friend in the ceiling." "The man in the hat." "What the
hat, man?" "Oh. What did you just say, you little shit?" Man. And just start beating the shit. No, right? That's called child abuse. We don't do that. What you do is you disown them at some sort of, you know.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Goddamn foster care.
Or you just take them to the fair and you leave them there and they go home with the carnies.
What is this, Shazam?
Go home with the carnies. Okay. Fuck, everybody knows that. You run away to the circus.
You ever heard of a late abortion? Sorry, was that...
That's a really late.
Just 4 years old. Is it too late to stick a coat rack in the co-hanger up there? Like, you know what I mean? Is it too late to push you down the stairs?
That is bad. That is bad.
I like dark. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God, that's bad, though.
That's bad, though? What? Fuck. I'm sorry. What?
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
No late term there.
It's just,
murder?
No. It's,
exercising your want to be kidless?
It's getting rid of the problem.
You could have gotten rid of the problem a lot sooner.
Try Trojan condoms. No, he's done. I broke it. Shit. I'm sorry. You can't even.
I just can't.
You just can't.
Jesus Christ.
All right, did I go too dark? I don't know what I fucking said, okay? You know what? No. You can't take the heat. Get the fuck out the kitchen.
We're not in the fucking kitchen, bitch.
Well, it feels like we're cooking in here, goddamn.
But the AC's on.
Fuck the AC. I'm getting all hot and bothered.
Wow. Jesus Christ. The alien dildo did it earlier for you, did it?
It really did. And I can't. Yeah. I'm scarred for
fuck
life.
Fuck me.
And that will forever haunt me in my dreams and in my night dresser.
Your nightstand.
The top drawer on my nightstand. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People are gonna start seeing that on your Twitch stream. It's back there on the shelf.
It's like, what's that? Oh, nothing. It's this new figure I got. It's just fucking.
These little balls at people.
I dropped my thing. What the fuck?
Oh,
our flag.
Oh,
it went on the floor.
God I just fucking can't. I can't today. Wow.
Today's a different kind of episode.
I just can't function today. Oh, fuck me.
No, but that alien dildo will.
Wow. Okay. Well. With that all being said.
Are you scared now?
No, but you might be after my story.
Bet.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Alright, fair.
It's a good one. It's long.
You don't like my little asshole kid. Got it.
Yeah. No, the kid one, that was good. That was good.
I understand. It's fine.
Little kids definitely make things creepier. I mean, fuck, we've all seen The Shining.
Like every other scary movie ever.
Or what's that one? The Ring. With the little kid.
Her mama. With the kids that fucking...
Oh, yeah. They were going to make a sequel to that.
I heard about that, and then they fucking... I haven't heard anything.
Nothing. It's been quiet on that front for a while.
But moral of the story is kids are fucking scary.
Oh, here shortly, probably by the time this video drops for everybody, the new Predator prequel movie will be out. Or show, sorry.
TV oh, show. Yeah, I saw... Oh, Prey, yeah, the one where they're like the Indian Native American tribe. Yep. Yeah, that looks really good.
It does. It looks really good. I can't wait.
I can't tell what the Predator's side is on.
My side.
I'm sorry.
You know. Yeah, I can't wait. Anyways, so have you ever heard of
the Muffin Man?
To your fucking gut.
Sorry. Oh, I got no way. Fuck me. Help. Continue. I didn't mean the interruption.
Have you ever heard of the Boo Hag?
The fuck is the Boo Hag?
Well, you're about to find out.
Oh, God.
In the Low Country, a creature called the Boo Hag. It's a cross between a sleep paralysis demon and a vampire. In Gullah Geechee culture, they believe that people have both a spirit and a soul. Once you die, your soul ascends to heaven or hell, depending on the life you lived. Your spirit stays behind to help guide your descendants as part of the ancestor worship that makes up hoodoo. If you stay but were evil in life, your spirit mutates into a boo hag. A boo hag is a creature of the night, a skinless monster with red muscles, prominent blue veins, and eyes that reflect light like a cat's. Sometimes it's depicted with the following white hair, like that hair that grows on corpses that led to many older generations to believe that vampires were coming from the dead to feed. Hair and fingernails seem to grow on corpses because as the skin dehydrates, the nails and hair look longer. They use witchcraft and evil magic to cause havoc on innocent people and paralysis while you sleep. Like the infamous painting of the demon that sits on your chest in the middle of the night, feeding on your life force and subjecting you to nightmares. The Boo Hag looks human during the day because it cloaks itself with its previously unlucky victim's skin. At night, it escapes the skin and goes looking for its next victim. It can slip inside through any crack in a window or a crevice in a wall. Once inside, it finds you sleeping in your bed and crawls on top of you. It sucks the air from your lungs as you sleep, riding you until sunup, when it escapes to its hidden skin suit. That's why there's a saying amongst the Goa that goes, "Don't let the hag ride you." If you're lucky, you might wake up extremely exhausted, a sign of a visit from the Boo Hag. An unfortunate encounter with the Boo Hag ends with you waking up with the creature still riding you. If you try to escape or attack it while it's feeding, it will steal your skin for its next disguise. A few things that will keep Boo Hags from riding you at night. You could place a broom near the door of your bedroom because it will be forced to stop and count the bristles. You can even use hairbrushes or a colander to the same effect. It will be forced to count the bristles or the holes in the strainer. The goal is that the hag will be so distracted that the sun comes up and is unable to return to its skin suit. It is an interesting parallel to the European vampires and fairies, who are also stopped by leaving piles of rice, sand, or salt in their path. They'll have to count the granules and then die in the sunlight. Sprinkling salt over the Boo Hag will make them unable to return to its skin and die. This is the trickiest one of them to attempt, however. It's because that, you know, if you wake up, do not move, so you might survive the visit. The absolute best deterrent for this creature and any other angry spirits will include a local hardware store trip. You'll need a unique hue of indigo blue paint called Haint Blue. What do you think?
First of all, she rides you.
Yep.
Second of all, she gets into any crack, any crevice. You're just slipping in your ass just
to get into your house, dumbass.
I mean, who's to say she's not just popping out of your pants, just going, woo! And how does that work? Does she just go, woo, woo, just riding it like, are you at least having
sucking
fun before you die?
Who knows?
Just like,
but, I do have a story.
About this bitch?
About this bitch.
All right.
That was just the explanation.
The boo.
Of the boo hag.
Boo hag.
Now this hag is getting ready to become somebody's boo. You like that one? Once there were two men who had all their lives. They married two beautiful women about the same time. And everything seemed fine. But one day, one of the men came to his friend and asked him, "When you wake up at night, is your wife in bed with you?" "She sure is," said his friend. "Why do you ask?" "When I lie down in bed at night, my wife is with me, but when I wake up in the middle of the night, she's gone. But then, come morning, she's back in bed." "Man," said the friend, "I think you married a boo hag." Now they knew this was serious. A boo hag is a kind of witch that can slip out of her skin and fly around at night and cause all kinds of trouble in the world. A boo hag can kill a man just by sucking all the blood from his body out through his nose. They'll get on a man and ride him at night so he can't move and he can't breathe. A boo hag is not something you'd ever want to meet, and sure not something you'd ever want to be married to. So the man asked his friend what he should do. "You gotta wait until she slips out of her skin in the middle of the night. And then you find that skin. Look under the stairs. That's where boo hags like to hide their skins. You'll take that skin. And you pour salt and pepper all over it. Then she won't be able to get back into her skin." And so that night, the man went to bed with his wife and pretending to sleep. About midnight, he felt her slip out of bed beside him. waited for her to go downstairs and then got out of bed. Pulled up into a ball and hid it under the stairs. Then she flew right up the chimney, going out to cause trouble into the world. Well, that man didn't waste any time. He went and got the skin and salted and peppered it really good. Then rolled it back up into a little ball and hid it back under the stairs where he'd found it. Then he went back to bed until early morning. When he heard noise of something coming down the chimney, and he heard his wife's voice speaking softly. Skin. Skin. You know me. Skin. Skin. This is me. Skin. Skin. You know me. Skin. Skin. This is me. But he knew that with all the salt and pepper, she couldn't get back into her skin. He waited and heard his wife speak again. Skin. Skin. You know me. Skin. Skin. This is me. Skin. Skin. You know me. And he knew that she was stuck without her skin. He heard her coming up the stairs and pretending to be asleep. He felt his wife crawl into bed with him and wrap herself up tight in the sheet. But he reached his hand over and could feel something warm and raw and rubbery in the bed next to him. After that, he didn't need to pretend not to sleep. When the morning broke, the man got up and said to his wife, "Time to get up, time for breakfast." But she said, "I ain't getting up, I'm sick." And lay there wrapped up tight in the sheet, now showing 1 inch of herself. The man said he'd go get the doctor, but she said, "Doctor costs too much money." So the man said he was going to go hoe the garden. The man went outside and hid under the window. Sure enough, he heard his wife come down the stairs and call out again. "Skin, skin, you know me. Skin, skin, this is me. Skin, skin, you know me." That was enough for the man. He went down to fetch the conjure man who would know what to do. He told the conjure man his story, and the conjure man told him to go home and start a big barrel of pitch boiling, and he'd be there shortly. So the man went home and built a fire in the garden and started a big barrel boiling on it. Soon the conjure man walked up the road and the two of them went inside, went upstairs to where the woman was back in bed, all wrapped up tight in her sheet again. The conjure man said, "What is you, woman?" As she was there, was nothing wrong? But the conjure man wasn't having none of that. He ripped the sheet right off of her, and then she was lying there, all raw and wet. "Man, you done married a boo hat," conjure man. And they grabbed her and carried her out of the out to the garden, where they threw her into the big barrel of burn. Boo hags are part of African American tradition from the coast of North and South Carolina. According to tradition, one of the best ways to keep a hag out of your house is to lay a broom across the front door. A boo hag can slip into a house through a keyhole, but if she sees a broom, she'll stop, count up the bristle. By the time she's done, dawn will have come up, and she will have to leave, return to her skin, or die in some way. A conjure man, sometimes called a conjure doctor or a root worker, is someone experienced in the art of hoodoo. The African-American magical and spiritual tradition, conjure men can help not only with the dealing with hags, but other supernatural entities. But a good conjure man is knowledgeable in spells to help with such mundane matters as finding love, getting a good job, or winning a court case. hoodoo is a living tradition, and there are root workers practicing in North Carolina.
Holy shit. I don't know, that kind of gave me chills when she was like, skin. Oh, I don't like that.
Creepy voice just to add to it, hopefully.
I did not like that. That's, ugh. And the sheer fact that, like, she just rolls it up in a ball.
Just like,
that's gross.
Rolls it all up in a ball, puts it under the stairs.
That's fucking nasty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
The top ride just sucks out all your air and life. And
just woo!
Then goes home, puts your skin suit back on, and goes to bed.
Fucking sucks the blood out of your nose. Like, that's not how you're going with, like, sucks the red out of your penis.
I knew that's where you were going to go.
Like,
that's why I did that little pause.
Sucks the red out of your nose. Like, you know what I mean? All like, whoa! You're getting rid and you get a blowjob. Now we're talking. This boo-hag isn't so bad.
You don't seem so bad.
It's one way to go.
Oh, man.
God damn, that's good.
Yeah. Just trying to find some weird and unusual shit that, you know, a lot of people probably haven't heard of.
Yeah, then it works, too. You did a good job.
Got away from bridges.
Bridges, no more bridges.
Trying, man. There's a lot of creepy bridge stories out there.
There's too many bridges. Y'all need to stop with your haunted bridges. This is my bridge now.
Fuck you, Goatman.
Fuck you, Goatman.
Which Goatman's bridge is in Texas.
That's true. That's where...
And our cryptid crate was themed in Texas.
God damn, that's a good day.
Same thing with the Donkey Lady Bridge.
We covered
her before.
Yeah.
Earlier episodes.
Season 2.
Yeah.
God damn. That's so crazy.
Now you're going to be sleeping at night and you're going to feel a little pressure on you and you're going to think it's a boo hag.
Yeah. Just force it and just suck the soul out of me. Suck the air out of my penis.
Suck it harder.
Suck it harder, damn it.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to nibble your nose.
Tee-hee-hee. Got your nose.
Ah! Not my nose.
And you wonder where nosebleeds come from.
You
wake up in the middle of the night with a nosebleed.
It's not because you have issues. Sucked off. That's what happened.
The boo hag was on you, sucking your blood out.
God damn.
Yeah.
Got a hodag, a boo hag.
All the hags.
Yeah, all the bitches. All the hoes. All the dags.
All the dags.
All the dags.
You like dags?
You like the hag dag?
Hodag. Boo hag.
Oh god, do you have anything else?
Oh man, I got nothing else really. Was it. I thought that story was long enough. I didn't want to add too much more to it. I thought it was good enough. Hopefully you all enjoyed it.
I know I did.
I thoroughly enjoyed it when I was reading about it. And I was like, holy shit, you know. So we've talked about sleep paralysis demons before.
Yeah.
Our techie tech guy and I did an episode where he talked about sleep paralysis demons. We'd never really talked directly about the boo hag.
Okay.
But
it has come up?
I believe I would have to look back to that episode with our techie tech guy. But I believe it did come up. But we never physically covered it.
So, yeah.
So, you know, boo hag's just another sleep paralysis type demon.
Just slash
vampire.
Slash.
So, if you're afraid of the boo hag getting you, just make sure to leave a broom by your bedroom door.
Or the front door.
But just remember, she could slip through every crack or crevice to get into your house. So, to really keep yourself safe, you should put a broom by your bedroom door, by any windows into your bedroom, and maybe, just maybe, one inside your room. too, in case she found another crack to slip through.
Yeah. Yo, asshole.
Just
getting in there?
Just gotta make sure. I mean, you might have a basement, and she's slipping up through.
Oh, hell no, I don't want a basement. Fuck that.
You know? Or the crawl space. No. Most houses have a crawl space. Maybe she's coming in through the attic. Through your attic vents. And she's finding her way over to your AC duct vents that are in the ceiling. And creeping down through there.
I don't like it.
So, keep yourself safe.
I don't like it.
Surround your house in brooms.
I like it. I like that plan. You're just going to look like a clean freak, but okay.
Hey, no boo hag will fuck with you then.
That's true. Keep yourself safe and protected.
Boo hag like free. It. And you'll always know where to find a broom when you try to sweep.
That's true. Shit.
Thinking ahead. Come on, dual purpose here.
All right. Yeah. All right, you win
like
this
you
time.
Said, people will see all the brooms and they'll be like, man, you really like your brooms. You really like to
man,
keep
like
your floor swept.
You like the fucking sweep, don't you?
And you're like,
yeah, you little
clean
whore.
Keeping myself safe from the boo hag.
Who dag? Boo hag.
Boo hag.
Oh, that dumb bitch.
To marry one. That's interesting.
Ooh, I can't even imagine that. Like, just like, oh, y'all slam it tonight, baby. Why y'all slam it?
Warm and rubbery.
Y'all rubbery. I like it when it's this time of night. I wanted a quickie. It's feeling a little rough on my on my appendages. Oh, what's that? My nose is bleeding. Hold up. Oh, God.
That's awful. That's awful.
He's not as bad as you would think. just like... Oh.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I got nothing else left. You got nothing else left. So, let's say goodbye to everybody.
Woo!
Like, follow, subscribe, leave some comments.
Leave all the comments.
Send us some stories, something, anything. We would love to hear from you.
So. It's true.
Yeah.
All right, you fuckers.
All right, see you later, fuckers.